KO4 PXB Mobile. How's it going, Patrick? Doing okay today?
Let's put it this way. I'm glad the day is over. I just went ahead and quit, and I'm heading home.
Sometimes that has to be done. Just say, you know, forget it and call it a day and start anew.
Frustrating day all the way around.
I have two ears if you want to listen, or you can just kind of let it go, and that way it doesn't rehash anything.
I would rather just find something else to talk about, and I'll worry about it later.
Got definitely something to talk to you about. On June the 4th, from at the same place where you're at that dropped those hoodies off to me, there's a antiques car show and a blood drive on that same day, so please, I'm inviting you and your family to come out and to talk it up with anyone that you know.
But as of right now, I have plans on the 4th already, probably going to Atlanta.
Going to the COVID zone,
huh? Paid any attention to that? Is it going crazy down there again?
Haven't heard if it's going crazy, but I know it. When it first started out, Atlanta and Georgia was pretty much the hot spot for COVID, and because it's really not mentioned much on the news now, like I said, there is two variants that they talked about where the rates have went up drastically, like by 50% in the last couple of days.
Quit talking about it on the radio every day. I hadn't been really following it.
Yeah, KO4PXB, yeah, I heard a couple days ago that the new variant has made the rates went up like 50%, and they said these two new ones are pretty contagious. And
it'll calm back down. Now that things are getting warm, people get outside.
Yes, that'll definitely help out to get a little bit more social distancing that won't be passed on as easy. PXB. I'm just kind of glad I don't have to fly any, you know, right now due to the fact that if I did, I would wear a mask regardless because that's too much of a close proximity.
Flying, period. I ain't got nothing against the flying part. It's to herd it like cattle and ship like a sardine.
When you got a 44-inch chest and, you know, not a small person, it's definitely no fun sitting in a little sardine seat.
Well, I'm short, but I'm just as big, broad, and shoulders as you are then. And, yeah, it's no fun. I made a trip to Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and I had to sit with my arms crossed the whole time pulling my shoulders in. That was an interesting, uncomfortable trip.
Put on a C-130 before in the little jump seats, and that's pretty much what it feels like.
At that point, I decided then I'm done flying. I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't like tight spaces either. So just not good, let's put it that way. So if I can't drive there, I'm not going.
PSA, anal probe. KO4 PXB. It was probably 2 years ago. I got very upset on a flight due to the fact that the previous airlines got us back like 5 minutes too late, so we were at the gate 5 minutes too late. They had already given our first class seats away, but they put us in the one right behind the curtain, and so in turn they gave our seat away. We no longer got the meal that I paid for, so I had to sit there and smell the food that is in the first class cabin that I paid for.
Even worse than that.
Plane was 20 years ago. Not interested in doing it again.
That was definitely not a nice thing, and I had to count to 10 quite a few times. More so when I asked the stewardess in that section for an ink pen because I had to write something down. She goes, my hands are wet, and closed the curtain on me. I know I have to be very calm and keep PTSD in the box, because if not, it comes out, then I'm in major trouble.
Like that, or why I've been having a bad day today. It's just that kind of attitude right there. You're the stewardess.
Before PXB, just remember my acronym, FOCUS. That's all you had to say, was just tell somebody to go focus and walk off.
Steve, that one this morning, but go ahead.
F off because you're stupid.
I definitely have to remember that one.
The Patriots KO4 PXB in my driveway, so I'll definitely say 73 and hopefully hear you on the net this evening.
Yeah, there. Good Lord willing, I'll be there anyway. And Glenn, I'll be around for a little while longer. KO4 HKX 73, Lloyd.
I've never heard that one. And that's one of those you can just drop in there. Okay, chill, man. Just focus. I like that. I'll use it.
4HKX. So, Glenn, what are you out doing this afternoon?
Pretty much just done doing. I just had to do some grocery shopping, but it's a bit late in the day. A bit earlier in the day would have been better. We all kind of have to save our money now, but looking for all these buy one, get ones and coupon things is going to drive me insane. And so I just figured, okay, just buy whatever you would normally buy. And, I mean, how high has grocery prices? It seems like it's only been within the past 6 months or so. And I just saw fuel prices at over $4 a gallon. Fortunately, I think I have fuel for a while. And,
one for me, where I drive to run my tool route every day, I burn quite a bit of diesel fuel, and it's not cheap.
Diesel is cheaper than petrol by about, let's see, if gasoline was a dollar, diesel was 60 cents. And I had one high school teacher, she even, you're not supposed to do this, but she had a diesel Mercedes back in the day, and when they first came out, she ran it on home heating oil, which is basically the same thing. It's just, you know, it's got some different sort of dye in it. So that's 40 cents a gallon. But remember, that was back in the, maybe in the early 80s, when for a while diesel cars enjoyed popularity for that reason.
But I still remember fuel prices being way cheaper than gasoline, diesel was. Now, I think because we use it in so much to manufacture so much plastic, I think that's why one reason why diesel fuel is going up.
Plastic is, let's see. Plastic is basically crud. Whatever's left over after you've taken away the fractional distillation of the other things, kerosene, petrol, diesel oil, home heating oil, and now you get toward the heavier stuff, and all the residual oil eventually is plastic. So I don't know if more plastic affects, how that affects the price of the lighter products. But, you know, I don't know, maybe. Oh, there's propane in there somewhere, too. Propane and then gasoline. And then by the time all those get distilled away, you're left with, the road tar that ends up being plastic.
Man, I'm not sure where you're at, but you're real scratchy right now. I got most of that, though, but yeah. We're still using more diesel fuel to power everything we do. Like I said, they're using it to manufacture more stuff, so plastic's just one of them.
I think my my point was, I think the pie splits in about the even number of pieces. You know, you can adjust the refining process for more or less diesel, or more or less gasoline. And in other words, I don't think how many, you know, the amount of plastic we're manufacturing, I don't think affects the prices of diesel and gasoline, because, you know, a certain percentage of the crude oil is... more plastic increase the price of the other products, because, you know, you need to refine them all out anyway.
4-H case. Glenn, I'm not sure what's going on with the repeater, but I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. You're dropping in and out, so I'm going to, I don't know if it's me or you, but I'm going to say 7-3s for now. KO4-H case, and I'm clear.
KKD2BNG. All right, I'll talk to you later. Maybe it is me. Sometimes the synthetic comes loose. But, all right, 73s, have a good day.
4RMM, mobile monitoring, westbound Hudson Road.
Can you hear me? Because I seem to be having some difficulty.
Station, considerable static. I can barely make out. Can you hear me? How do you copy me? Over.
Well, with me being very, very faint on the static, my antenna connection is tight, I think. It could just be where I am. You know, sometimes if I move a few feet, I'll be better.
Sometimes makes a considerable difference, depending on the terrain, the vegetation, being stopped in dense traffic or proximate to large structures.
Park along the side of the house and just pull back a few feet, I may lose the signal entirely. There's something right here that's big. There's a big old tree over here in the front yard, and you know, it could just be the tree.
Well, the bloom of spring and summer and all the leaves on the trees can certainly add some chop to transmission.
With a chainsaw and get rid of most of it. I've got a little too much bloom here, and over the past couple of years, it's kind of getting overgrown.
Thing I've got a good bit of kudzu that I'm determined to liquidate, because it's just choking the life out of some otherwise beautiful trees at the bottom part of my property.
Looking here, that power pole now entirely is surrounded by a tree. So is this other one, where the light pole is. Yeah, you know, cut the tree down near the power pole may not be the wisest thing, but yeah, it's just gotten it's gotten to the point where the jungle is moving in.
I'm hearing you much better now, just a little base layer of static.
The aerial in the connector in the back of the radio was a little bit loose. And the aerial in the mobile, the mag mount was a little bit loose. Yeah, you know, it's just your average heck quarter wave mobile antenna. So there's not that much that goes wrong with them. So, you know, these connectors loosen up. Also, occasionally I'll hit, you know, if you hit a low tree branch, the antenna will snap back and forth, and it'll, you know, it'll crack in the base. I might have to replace the mag mount base.
Understood. I usually get that effect pulling into my garage. There's a low hanging bar that just catches the very tip of my mobile mount, and it just, you know, causes the boing effect.
Thing here, and I've probably done that several times. But, you know, once you do it enough, you damage the base of the mount, because, you know, the hole the antenna screws into is now more of an oval one. So eventually you end up replacing the mount. This mag mount is on the roof so tight, I'm not sure I can get it off. That magnet is never going to come off. You know, I even slide the thing that's along the roof. That's how tight the magnet is grabbing it.
This $30 Nagoya has done a pretty decent job for me. And I have to replace it, and so be it. I don't have much money in it. I couldn't hear anything there. We had a, they were pretty much covered with static, and I'm going into my driveway now, so with apologies and goodwill, I'll wish you good day. Enjoy the QSO, and catch up with you a little later. This is KO4RMM. I'm 73 and clear at this time.
KO4RMM, KD2BNG. I'll talk to you later. 73.